passport to Texas legacies from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Texans love owning property, but Marcos Paredes, Federal District Ranger, who oversees 245 miles of the Rio Grande that flows along the southern boundary of the Big Bend National Park, says when it comes to water rights, nature's idea of boundaries differs from man's.
Across the river, Mexico says that the river is public domain, and the river extends 20 meters back from the high water mark is federal property. In Texas, they say that the boundary is the gradient boundary halfway between the water and high water mark. My idea of what the Wild and Scenic River boundary is, what it should be, I say let's be honest about this. What is the river? If you walk down there to the water's edge, are you at the edge of the river? I would say no. I'd say that you're standing smack dab in the middle of the river. Because the river is not just the water, it is everything that the river brought in. All of that was brought in by the river, and all of that can be taken away by the river. You know, a very simplified version of what I think should be the boundary for the river is that area where you would not want to leave your Lexus parked for a year, because it may not be there when you come back.
That's our show for today, produced in cooperation with the Conservation History Association of Texas. Visit them at texaslegacy.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.